Biotic, metronidazole, or vancomycin for 10 to 14 days. All study visits, tests, and study drug will be provided at no cost, and reimbursement for time and travel may be provided. To learn more, contact Sundance Clinical Research at 314-567-3377. 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars you're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stuart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stuart Rosenblum. 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stuart now. 324-4440. Or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation. Number 226715. NMLS. Number 2675699.
Hurry into Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and late night happy hour, 9 p.m. to close. Draft beer start at just $2. Wings, beer, sports.
For over 50 years, this guy has been and still is a legendary St. Louis sports personality. He's Jay Randolph Sr. And on Thursday, April 6th, you're invited to join KTRS as we present an evening with Jay Randolph and friends at the Playhouse in Westport Plaza. This will be an evening full of stories, laughs, and tributes from the likes of Ron Jacobert, Jim Holgreave, Tom O'Toole, Jeff Smith, Bill McDermott, Jay Randolph Jr., and as Master of Ceremonies, John Carney. This 21 and over event starts at 6 p.m. with a cocktail hour that includes drinks and appetizers before heading into the Playhouse at 7 for the event. Tickets are $50 and include the cocktail hour and admission. Join the big 550 KTRS on Thursday, April 6th as we salute Jay Randolph Sr. Presented by Triad Bank and Ibner Architects. Sponsored by Fairmont Park, the St. Louis Cardinals, and LHM. Get your tickets at the KTRS studios in Westport Plaza or at Metrotix.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance, that's the dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is me.
Folks, it's time to hear from Maximilian Foyce. Now, if he hadn't been the baby that he was when he was delivered, if he'd been less than they expected, he'd be Max 1,000, probably. Max 1,000. Thank you! Or like Max 300,000. No, he's Max 1,000,000. And if he'd been more than they expected, he'd be Max 1,000,000,000, Foyce. But we just call him Max. And you can call him that, too. And he's here to talk about entertainment. He's brought to you by Window World. They got a trivia night coming up May 20th. That's a Saturday night. I hope you will consider throwing some money at that. And coming, if you can. They're the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the original $189 window. Window World now presents Maximilian Foyce.
Yeah. Fun fact, my name is actually spelled like $1,000,000. It's not spelled like the traditional Maximilian with the I and the A. Yeah, it's I-O-N.
How about
you
that?
You think I didn't know that? You think I'm stupid?
Well,
why would I have made a reference to a monetary amount if it were weren't spelled like a million?
You know, I don't want to come right out and say it, but...
Well, go ahead, say it. You know.
This is so weird because Dan blew up his whole producer station back there, so now he's sitting right across the table from me, and it's a little disconcerting to be this close to Dan's house.
It's not working. We don't know who's on the phone calling. Now, I want to start this segment off. I don't know you very well, and I don't know how thick your skin is, but I'd like to read you an email that I just got. It came in like moments ago.
Absolutely.
This is what it says. Frank, I do enjoy the show. I'm listening right now. I really miss Colin on the entertainment segment. For me, Max just doesn't cut it.
Oh.
I will still remain a loyal listener. Thank you, George. I'd just like to hear or respond to George. How would you respond to that?
You know, I miss Colin, too. Colin's a great guy. I was just texting with him a couple days ago, and Colin and I are still friends. He did a bang-up job on this show, and my only trepidation for trying to fill his shoes in this segment is that I had wished for a higher quality of audience, and instead, I got stuck with people like George.
Now you see, now, that is the wrong response. Yeah.
That's you're supposed to take the high road.
No, yeah. You know what? I wrote this guy back. Here, hang on. I'm going to pull up. I'll read you word for word. I will read you word for word. George is listening right now, and he can verify this. Again, let me read you his email. Frank, enjoy the show. Listening right now, I really miss Colin on the entertainment segment. For me, Max just doesn't cut it. I'll remain a loyal listener. Thank you, George. Here's my response, written at boom, 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 boom. What time is it? 4:04. So,
whoa, just
14 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Here's what I wrote. Oh, come on.
That's what you wrote?
No, this computer. Okay, hang on.
Dear George, okay, oh, come
hold
on.
On. Hold on. We're having all kinds of issues. Here's my response. George, thank you for the feedback. Max is a very bright guy who knows more about movies and TV shows than you and I will ever know. I think if you give him a little more time, you'll come to like him a lot. I hope you will. Thanks again for the email and for listening.
Whoa.
I appreciate it.
Wow.
See?
Wow.
See?
Well, and that's why your frank opinion and
rather
I am the lowly
say,
movie guy.
I thought I'd have a better quality audience. People. Holy cow. Now, see, now...
That's the Mike Evans approach.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Peon. That's exactly right. And you don't drink enough wine to get away with it.
With all due respect to Mr. Evans, it might be the Evans approach, but mine is with tongue firmly
planted in the cheek. No, listeners don't always get that. It's like when you say something and you think it's funny and the other person doesn't get that it's a joke. Now, George here may very well, a while ago when you said, I thought I'd have a better quality, he may have turned it off already.
Or maybe crying.
Crying.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Now,
I wish I felt bad about it, but I really don't.
Here's what we're going to do. And you can thank us later for this. We're going to edit out what you said, immature response. I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to ask you to respond. Peon, can you cut all that out?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. I'll start the show off a little differently today. Max, I don't know you very well. I don't know how thick your skin is, but I'd like to read you an email that I just got this morning. It says, Dear Frank, I do enjoy the show. I'm listening right now. I really miss Colin on the entertainment segment. For me, Max just doesn't cut it. I will still remain a loyal listener, signed George. Max, would you like to respond to George?
Well, of course I would, because George, like all of the listeners to the Frank Opinion Show, is a treasured member of the 550 KTRS audience, and we don't want to lose George. Now, George has already said he's going to be a loyal listener. Mm-hmm. I would hope that in the weeks to come, in the months to come, if I am lucky enough and fortunate enough to stick around here on the Frank Opinion Show, that he will come around a bit and realize, you know, maybe this Max guy knows what he's talking about.
Hey, much better. Much better. Now, fortunately for you, that's all he's going to hear because we edited out the other thing.
Yeah,
I stand by my earlier comment.
We saved you from losing. And, you know, word of mouth is important. If we left that in and hadn't edited it out, George would go tell, babe, you're that jerk and Max guy. You know what he said to me? He said, yeah, and then the word would spread, and then we'd be off the air.
And people would think that I was a jerk all of a sudden.
And then you were sort of, since you're part of this show now, it's a reflection on the rest of us. Like they might actually think that Peon and Dan and I are jerks. We know that's not true.
But for George, Max is different than Colin was.
Very different.
But Max is just as smart as Colin
was
with movies and everything else.
And actually, George, if you're still listening, and I hope you are, I hope Max didn't run you off. Nothing against Colin, but how old are you, Max?
I am 39 years old.
39, same as Peon. This guy, and I don't believe, and Colin, I like Colin. I still like him, good guy. But he didn't have the ability to reach back into the 30s and 40s in his mind. He didn't have to go online and pull out obscure old stuff that only 80-year-olds would know.
Yeah.
That's a little extra set of skills that Max has.
Well, you know, I love Colin. Once again, this is the We Love Colin segment.
You love him like in a romantic?
I mean, yeah, we kind of have a history together. Okay. But the one difference I hope I can bring to the show is just maybe a bit more of an element of calm, being calm, maybe not getting so ramped up, because Colin was a very passionate guy.
Colin did get ramped up on this, especially.
I try not to get ramped
maybe
up.
Maybe that's what this guy liked.
He
liked
it. Furious.
But you don't change and become somebody else for one listener. Okay. You do your thing, and I'm going to tell you, I can tell from George's email, he's a very loyal AM, and he's going to give you more time.
Certainly,
and I think he'll come around.
I'm going to win you over,
what did
George.
You learn here today, Max? Not to alienate listeners just because they might have said you're not their cup of tea. Right?
Yes, I have learned that if anybody has anything negative to say about me or my performance,
thank them for the feedback.
What I can do is completely go off on them, and then you can edit it out and then make me sound good.
That's what you learned?
Good.
You know what? That's a pretty good answer, actually. Yeah. Pretty clever. I learned that you can edit out what I say.
Yeah, that's good.
And now, with some entertainment stuff, here is Maximilian. It's O-N, not A-N, Foisey.
All right, so let's go with some new DVD releases. And then we have a kind of a cool list here of movies that were banned in other countries for pretty weird reasons. I don't know if you guys have already talked about this or not.
No.
Like why certain movies...
About 10 minutes ago.
Okay, well, I'm a loyal
completely.
Listener. Yeah, and we'll get to that in 1 second. But first, the big movie releases this week. And one of my favorite things I've done here on the Frank Opinion Show, really since I've been back
on
the air here.
It's not the Frank Opinion Show. It's the large morning show in the afternoon.
You're right, and I am AM and the PM.
It's not, yeah, well.
Ian, oh, look at Ian.
It's not called the Frank Opinion Show.
Look at Ian.
It never has been.
That was like my Dusty Day moment. You didn't have that ready. No, but that's fine.
Wow, now you're criticizing him.
Well, yes, I am. He's sitting right here.
You're everybody.
We did that Who's Who in the Marvel Universe, where Frank would, name off a different superhero like Wolverine.
Now, I do have one suggestion.
Yes.
Sometimes you talk very, very fast. You do. I'm just telling you.
It's the same thing. McGraw-Milhaven, our morning show here, our morning show host, said the same thing to me. I think it's because I'm heavily caffeinated. I'm actually drinking coffee right now, and I drink coffee throughout the day. I think by the time this segment happens, you're right. I need to calm it down a bit and take some time.
Just kind of simmer down.
Listen, Dan, he's a broadcast professor. He teaches broadcasting.
Yeah.
If anybody should know.
Take a deep breath and
so I love doing the Marvel Comics thing. Hopefully in the future we could do a DC Comics thing. But another big franchise that I found myself becoming a big fan of over the last 10 or 15 years is the Harry Potter universe. Have you guys seen the Harry Potter films? Have you read any of the books?
I tried to watch the first one, and I'm not into the science fiction type stuff. I watched them fly around on broomsticks or something.
I have not
seen. And that was it for me.
I have not read any of the books.
So you don't like the magic, the broomsticks, the wizards, all that kind of stuff?
I saw two of the Harry Potter movies.
But I can see where kids really like it.
But I got lost in the second one.
Yeah, that's what I thought with one that I saw. It was kind of hard for me to follow, but I'm a simple brain. It's not real complicated.
So my son is 6. He just turned 6. And we're thinking for his birthday next year when he turns 7, we're going to get him the first Harry Potter book and read it to him like for a bedtime story, like chapter books.
And he's going
to
go, isn't this a movie?
That's the thing, is we're going to watch the movies after the books. So this whole franchise is a big deal, and we have a prequel now called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. This is the 9th overall Harry Potter movie, and they say they're going to make 5
Why
more
would they
of
have
these.
Overalls? An overall.
They're going to make 5 more of these. So this universe shows no sign of going away.
Are they
going
to have Daniel, what's his name in them?
No, because this movie, this Fantastic Beasts, which is out on Blu-ray today, takes place in 1920. So it's a prequel. It's before anything we've seen. Potter's not even born until about 1989.
When they get their hands on the franchise, I know. Are they just milking?
We never saw this back. I guess the first prequels would have been the Star Wars prequels, really, right? As far as like, because everything else was a sequel. Even Star Trek was
before they did the Superman prequel, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. That was like 1999 would have been, because ever since then everything has a prequel.
Yeah.
Every movie, every television series, even books are getting prequels now. Instead of just your normal sequel, like, Scarlet, the sequel to Gone with the Wind. I mean, that kind of stuff. Now everything's a prequel.
I don't give a damn.
What?
Thank you.
Did you just play?
You had that clip. That was great.
Yes. Yeah.
From you need to be kissed and by someone who knows how.
But I liked Fantastic Beasts. If you like the Potter universe, it's a really great movie. Also, there's a sad monster movie You don't really normally have monster movies and sadness go together, but there's a sad monster film called A Monster Calls. It's based on a book for they call it young adults now, but teenagers, basically. Oh. And it's
so he's
about
on the phone and he goes, hello.
Yes. Though the monster's Liam Neeson. So the monster sounds like Liam Neeson. It's this kid whose mom is dying of cancer, and how he deals with this is he invents this monster who basically takes care of him and shoos away the bullies.
Now, when you say sounds like, is it Liam Neeson's voice?
Yes, it is Liam Neeson's voice in this movie. And the special effects are really good. He looks sort of like a giant talking tree, and
you know what? I have to stop because if I don't, Dan is going to launch into the Wizard of Oz talking trees. So let me shut that down right now. Go ahead, Max.
Oh, Dan, you want to do it?
No.
Of course he wants to do
it.
Okay,
now we have to. Go ahead, Dan. The Wizard of Oz talking trees.
What do you mean my apples are bad? I'll show you bad apples. Here, try this. There you go.
Sounds just like Liam Neeson, too, from Monster Calls.
Liam Neeson, yeah.
So if you feel like watching a stranger monster film with this giant talking tree, that'll kind of make you tear up, too. This one's a really, really good movie. So it's
a
smaller film.
A particular set of monster skills.
Exactly.
That's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Oh.
And why we got him in there?
I don't know.
I have a particular set of skills.
Monster skills.
And finally, on Blu-ray and DVD this week, a reissue of a movie from the mid-90s from Italy called Cinema Paradiso.
Sounds like a dental problem.
It is for anybody.
Well, you got Paradiso.
You've got Cinema Paradiso.
This toothpaste and gargle twice a day.
This is one of those movies that I hope people try to go out there and find. If you love movies, if you think you might love movies, this is about a young boy growing up in Italy who befriends a projectioner there's my best Colin for you because I said projectioner and not projectionist, but
are you making fun of Colin?
Well, after praising him so much, I have to.
Yeah.
But anyway,
you're the meanest person that does a segment on this show.
It's coming out now, right? The meanness is coming out. Well, I just said projectioner. That's pretty low. That's pretty bad right there for a broadcaster.
Even in school, when we used to have films, they'd get the kid who was the projectionist.
True.
I mean, everybody knew the word back then.
You're exactly right, Frank.
You're going to learn so much here. We're going to save your career. Go ahead.
What do they call people who show movies?
Projectionists? Projectionists. Yes.
So a young boy in Italy befriends one of these people, a projectionist, and learns about life through watching movies. It's just a fantastic film. And it's called Cinema Paradiso.
Right there.
That's such a distinctive sound, and you don't hear it anymore.
That's true, you don't, because everything is digital these days.
Right.
All right, so the story I wanted to get to was weird reasons movies have been banned in other countries. For instance, Back to the Future, to this day, is banned in China. Any guesses why? And there's a legitimate guess that would make sense, and it's not the reason.
All right. It's obviously not because the car is an American made car. That's ridiculous.
You think about the plot of what happens.
Yeah.
He goes back
in
time.
Is it a religious thing?
Sees his mom, remember his mom and him.
The suggested incest? Sexual attraction, incest?
That's what you would think. That's what I thought. I thought, well, it must be that, right? No, it's because China has a problem with time travel movies.
What?
They say that time travel stories inaccurately portray historical events or figures, and so movies like Back to the Future or Bill and Ted and Terminator are banned in China.
It's fiction. It's not supposed to accurately do anything.
Oh, my goodness.
So, E.T., the extraterrestrial,
was banned.
Can I
say something quickly to the Chinese folks listening who might feel that way? And that essentially means get over it and watch the movie.
Yeah.
They understood.
I thought that's how you saw. You said projectioner in Chinese, but it's not a word. E.T. was banned in both Sweden and Finland, as well as Norway. Any guesses why?
E.T. banned in where again?
Sweden, Finland, and Norway.
Okay, now those countries it doesn't have to do with sunlight, daylight, nighttime.
It was short.
It's because the
inaccuracy of the moon phase is not enough.
It's because the movie portrays adults as enemies of the children. Doesn't. And I guess they thought it would cause a cultural uprising.
Well, enemies of the children.
Where in there are the adults enemies of the children? Where?
Well, I guess the adults are chasing them because they're trying to get E.T., so they have guns, and they're threatening the kids. Goodness.
Oh, boy.
Also, let's see here.
Oh, boy, or in Chinese. Oh, you thought. You laugh because you're jealous because I speak five languages.
I think he just ordered a beef and broccoli.
No. That's 69.
Oh.
Oh, now I can't tell that joke.
I've got a good joke for you. Let's see. We've got, also, I hate to go back to China here because we're spending a lot of time on this, but China also banned the new Ghostbusters film, the one that came out just last year.
Oh, with the girls?
So the, with the girls. So it's
banned a lot of stuff.
Not like they banned it in 84. They banned the new Ghostbusters just last year because it might, quote, promote cults or superstition. Oh. So apparently you might start believing in ghosts because of Ghostbusters.
But the other one was okay?
I don't have it here back in 84, but apparently
this one might. Chinese people must think that humans are weak.
Yeah.
If they'd be swayed to start believing something because of a movie like
that. Haven't there been Chinese horror films that
Japanese.
Have?
Japanese.
Yeah.
That I don't think ghosts. Chinese.
Yeah, maybe
Japanese.
Not.
Yeah, oh,
maybe
yeah. Not. Probably am. Yeah.
Can you tell a Japanese person from a Chinese person? I don't know that I can.
And I think they isn't their language different?
No, yes, no. One says physical appearance.
One says projectioneur, no. And one says projectionist.
One speaks Chinese, and one speaks Japanese.
Appearance. That'd be darned. Would you be able to tell the difference?
No, I can't.
I don't know that I would.
I think so. I think I could
tell. Okay. Because I go get my I go get a pedicure, and a lot of those people are Vietnamese.
A lot of those people, Dan.
A lot of the people that do the nails.
You just acted like they're objects. Yeah, a lot of those
people are Vietnamese. A lot of the ones that do nails. Thanks for highlighting that. Can we edit that out?
That's
why I'm here. That one in.
We'll have to.
You can leave that one in.
And finally, as far as the movies that were banned, if you're a big fan of Claire Danes from Homeland, she's done a bunch of movies. Back in 1999, she did a movie called Brokedown Palace, and it was, of course, all about bad things that have happened in the Philippines.
I wasn't even really aware of her till Homeland, and man, is she good in that.
She's great in that show. But she was in My So-Called Life before that on TV. She was also in Romeo and Juliet. She's a really great actress. Well, the movie Brokedown Palace was all about these atrocities that happened in the Philippines. So ever since 1999, both she and her movies have been banned from she can't go there. She's banned.
She's
but
banned
her
too?
Movies are also banned, and they will not play in the Philippines since 1999.
Why? She's so banned not, from yeah, there too?
She and her movies have been banned ever since.
And again, why?
Because she made a movie called Brokedown Palace that said less than good things about the Philippines. So they said, fine, don't come here.
Wow.
Those people they're tough.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
If I had or Claire Danes, does she have kids, do you know? I made my son great.
Oh.
Great Danes.
Yeah, gotcha.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be really hilarious.
I'll say.
Sort of. Well, mission accomplished.
Those people in the Philippines are
those
crazy.
People. That's all I've got. I'm out.
He's got to find some way to...
Thank you, George.
You don't actually have a... you need a close.
I need a close?
An official. That's entertainment, and I am Maximilian Foyzy.
Nah, who wants to hear that?
No, come on. You need something.
I'll come up with something by next week.
Promise?
Yes, I will. I'll give shout-outs to the projectioners and George and whoever else.
Hey, if somebody had a movie question, because most of what you talk about is movies, do you want to give your email address?
Yeah, absolutely. It's max.foyzey@ktrs.com. I would love to answer movie questions, and I could print out the questions and answer them here on the air with you, Frank.
Is that email address on the KTRS website anywhere?
I believe it is, yes. I think if you go to the John Grayson Show page, you can find it there, because I produce the Grayson Show. Well, that's a new midday show here from 10 to noon.
I will also put it on our Facebook page.
Well, thank you very much, Ian. Appreciate that.
I tell you, Maximilian Foyzy. Come on, everybody. Brought to you by... And thanks for continuing to listen, George, after he dished you and basically said you were not the kind of audience he was hoping for. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original 189. I just got an $189. I just got another text from George. Still listening. But he says about Max, he still has a way to go.
So he's not giving up on him, though. That's
here's what he says. I'll try to be a better listener. How about that?
Whoa. Nice, George.
George, you're our kind of guy. You are. You're exactly the kind of... like, you represent all our listeners. They are willing to settle and get used to things when there's change, and they're loyal. So there you go. I know where we are. Window World. That was Max's sponsor, and I would like to share some information with you that you may or may not know. J.D. Power, big deal survey ratings company. Here's the quote. Window World ranks highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors, close quote, from a J.D. Power study. That is according to J.D. Power. They have only been around, Window World, that is, just over 14 years, which is almost hard to believe when you consider the number of windows they've put in just in the St. Louis area, over 46,000 homes. Now, I don't even know how many actual windows that is. You know that 46,000 homes didn't all have one window put in. So let's say the average was 8 windows.
All right.
So you got 46,000 homes. Hang on. Mm-hmm. 8 windows per home.
46,
I think that might be low. It's probably more like 12, but let's just say it's 8. 8 per home. 46,000 windows.
18,000?
18,000 windows. That is a lot of windows. Any size white vinyl double-hung windows for $189. And the warranty is, I think, one that probably just... has other window companies so puzzled, how can they do that? A lifetime warranty on a $189 window, you can have a warranty for life that covers all the parts, the glass breaks, the labor. How do you do that? Here's how you do it. You build a really good window, a good solid window with double strength glass. That's how you do it. And you don't change the quality ever. You make sure it's always the same quality, no matter what. If you call Window World, they'll be happy to come out and give you a free home estimate, and then they can show you how and why they are simply the best for less. And if you don't need windows or you already have Window World windows, remember, too, they do siding and entry doors, and they have 15-month same as cash financing with approved credit. Window World. I can give you the number, but you're in the car. You may or may not remember it. 314-993-1800. Or just go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Meet me. All right, here's a guy we never get complaints about. Everyone loves him. And it's Tim Weiland giving you traffic.
Well, that's nice to hear. Let's see, a couple of different things. We've got an accident on northbound West Florissant, about a mile before Highway 270, that had lane blockage causing some problems. You had a stalled vehicle that was blocking the exit lane from westbound Highway 270 onto Lindbergh. In that right lane, you were going to bring it back up there. Eastbound Highway 270, things were jamming up from right at McDonald through Highway 170, but everything opened up after that through the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Looking at southbound 270, the only real slowdown I see now is at the Clayton Road overpass. That goes down to a little bit south of Manchester, and things open up there. If you are on eastbound Highway 40 downtown, you are slowing now from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdowns from about southwest through Shrewsbury on westbound Highway 44, and that's due to the lane shifting. This traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon could tell you why, so you could fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out more at hum.com today. I'm Tim Weiland with your Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville airborne traffic.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, big boy, what's going on over at Fast Eddie's Bon Air?
Same old stuff, Mr. Shannon. You know nothing ever changes at Fast Eddie's.
Still got that huge peel and eat shrimp?
Yes, sir. I'm still going down and getting them every year.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean you're going down and getting them? Are you telling me that you go to the bottom of the ocean to get those things?
No, Mr. Shannon.
Oh, I thought you meant like a snorkel and a net.
Well, that'd be one heck of a snorkel and a net.
Yeah, you'd have to make Jack Cousteau and several other mermaids very jealous.
I don't know about any mermaids or Jack Cousteau.
Well, that's for sure.
But the answer to your question is it's all the same. And we're having a ball at Fast Eddie's, just like I'm having a ball doing this silly commercial.
So, folks, if you're 21 and in the mood, head over to the Clark Bridge to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Just check out FastEddiesBonAir.com.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time is here to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141, the place with a big red chair.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
SLS Las Vegas adds a mischievous chapter with the ultimate party package called hashtag My Vegas Story. Guests 21 and over who book a two-night stay in the boutique Story Tower receive a complimentary mini bar stocked with more than $200 worth of party essentials, including vodka, Fireball, Bud Light, Red Bull, and much more, while enjoying VIP access to daylife and nightlife experiences. To book your stay, visit slslasvegas.com/myvegasstory.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in. And now for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, and use the promo code SKY. That's promo code SKY. Or call 1-800-635-1825 now. That's 1-800-635-1825 to take advantage of this four-pack special. You'll get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com with the promo code SKY. Better sleep starts with MyPillow.
Radiant Research is conducting a clinical research study for men and women ages 18 to 75 who have symptoms of the common cold to participate in a study evaluating an investigational nasal spray. Qualified participants ages 18 to 75 who report new symptoms of the common cold that started within the last 48 hours will receive all study-related care and the investigational nasal spray at no cost and may be compensated up to $100 for study-related time and travel. To learn more, call Radiant Research at 314-797-4710. That's 314-797-4710.
Hey,
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is right around the corner. The first two seasons were sold out. Get your tickets now for all 16 home games.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Ottawa Fury FC, a new team in USL, Saturday, April 1st at 7:30. For ticket information, visit stlouisfc.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks to Jose Hernandez, our problem is solved. We were sure we'd have to go all day without the ability for Dan to tell me on the screen who's on the phone, but it is fixed. Thank you, Jose. We're back in business. Now, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to have to talk about Matheny Heating and Cooling, but what I thought I would do is give them like an extended commercial without it really being a commercial. Here's what I mean by that. They send out an email newsletter, Matheny. And I told you before, and I forgot what the topic was, sometimes, there's a recipe, Peon, because I know you cook a little bit.
Yep.
And I forgot what it was for, but it was a really interesting recipe, and I don't cook either. This last newsletter, they had some, like, cleaning tips, like hints from Heloise, that kind of thing. So I thought, since I'm going to talk about Matheny in a couple minutes, I would share some of these with you. I might have mentioned this one. Cinnamon on your carpeting, 2 or 3 teaspoons, you sprinkle it. And then you vacuum it right up, but that little bit of that cinnamon will stay in the carpet. Shaving cream, the foam in a can. If the bathroom mirror is looking kind of, grubby, you squirt a little of that foam on it, and it is a non-smear, non-streak window cleaner.
Really?
Mm. Olive oil. You can use it to spruce up stainless steel surfaces like a barbecue grill. You put a little on a cloth and wipe it over kitchen surfaces, and it takes away smears and fingerprints and also leaves a little bit of a shiny finish on it.
Yeah, that's like a season. That's how you season a cast iron skillet is with
olive oil.
Yeah. I mean, not necessarily olive oil. I think you can use olive oil, but any oil, that's how you season.
All right. Sponges have been around forever. Just a regular sponge, and they get pretty grody, a sponge. How do you think you kill all the germs in a sponge and give it a whole new lease on life like a brand new sponge?
Microwave?
Exactly. You soak it with water and put it in the microwave for 1 minute. Any bacteria in that sponge is dead. How about that?
Wow.
Dishwasher, not just for dishes. Little kids like Archie, they play with Legos and all kinds of plastic stuff, and sometimes their noses are running. Put the toys in the dishwasher with your usual dishwashing detergent or tablet. Take the batteries out, if it has batteries, and it will sanitize little kids' toys.
Hmm.
Now, I do remember years ago, and then I went online, and it was absolutely true. There are a lot of people that cook fish in the dishwasher. Did you know?
Oh,
that?
Steam, yeah.
Oh,
I've seen it. Yeah.
You can steam crab legs and salmon and stuff in your dishwasher.
I've seen a YouTube video. They made lasagna
in the dishwasher.
In the dishwasher, yes.
I wouldn't know how to do, but I'm going to try the crab legs thing. Because I told you, we went to Costco and got these big monster crab legs, big round as your arm. They're great, but they were a little bit watery. And I think if you did it in the dishwasher, they're not actually soaking or getting water. It's just steam, essentially, right? Like you would steam crab legs.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to try that. All right, Bill Cleveland is going to be with us shortly, and I'm sure he'll mention that he's,
Well, like Willie Nelson's song says, on the road again. I'm not going to say any more than that or tell you where he's headed, but he's headed out with, and he's still got that girlfriend. She hasn't dumped him yet. That's good news. Matheny Heating and Cooling, the people who are responsible for the information I just gave you in that e-newsletter, are also the people that I think you're going to want to have service your heating and cooling system for several reasons. One, they know how to do it. Lots of people do. There are a lot of heating and cooling companies that they have the same equipment, maybe a lot of the same knowledge. But just like Johnny Londoff or Ballast Dental Care or so many of these other places, they have figured out that in addition to being really good at what you do, it's important to respect people, especially when you're in their homes. And you go to a car dealer or to the dentist or somewhere, you're on somebody else's turf. When they work on your heating and cooling system, they're on your home ground. And there's a way to behave and a way to do that, and there's a way not to. And believe me, I've had people, and you have too, and when they leave you, I will never have them here again. We had a couple of guys one time move, they moved a dishwasher, or, not a dishwasher, a washing machine or something. They took a chunk out of the frame of the door. I mean, it looked like a big dog bit a piece out of it. They hit it so hard and banged. And the guy goes, sorry.
Sorry.
Now, I'm not a painter. I'm not a woodworker. I can't redo the molding on that thing. And I, as soon as they left, I told my wife, I said, make a note of this company. They're never coming here again. Matheny is respectful of your house, respectful of you, and at the same time, they're respectful of your wallet. You know, they're not going to manufacture something that was wrong. It wasn't really wrong, or a bad part that needs to be replaced when there is no such part. And most of us wouldn't know it if they did. They could do that. There are companies that do because we don't know the difference. It's a good family business. Third generation's involved now. They've been at it 76 years. I'm pretty sure that's about right. And they work on everything, anything, any type, any model, any make, any age. Doesn't matter, business, commercial, no business or home, too large or small. You just need to be in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, any part of either county, and then you can be a Matheny customer, and they would love to make that first visit to your house. I don't really have to speak to those of you who've already had them out, because you'll have them out again. You already have, probably. I don't have to tell you when it comes time to replace the system to let them do it, because that's what you're going to do anyway. But those of you who haven't used them yet, just next time you need a heating and cooling company, if you're in St. Louis or St. Charles County, just please do one appointment with Matheny. I think that'll do it for you. You won't want anybody else. You won't need anybody else. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
We're in the downtown area now, looking at Highway 40. Eastbound 40 is really a solid jam from Van Deventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Same going westbound. It's stop and go from Compton. That goes all the way out through McCausland, and things open up a little bit heavy again right around the Clayton, Warson, Lindbergh area. Westbound Highway 44. Boy, that volume is really growing. As you go through that lane shift, it's from Kings Highway through Shrewsbury. And then you've got a stalled tractor trailer just after Lindbergh. They had just moved that off to the right shoulder. You've got another stalled tractor trailer on westbound 44, and that's past Bowles on the right shoulder, but traffic is backing up to about Mirage. You do have southbound 270 volume getting a little heavier now, approaching Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. And this report brought to you by Account Temps. When you need additional help closing your books, call Account Temps. They can provide you with bookkeepers and other accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis and fast. Call today, Account Temps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland with your Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Airborne Traffic.
You knew us back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s as Easter Nelson Fence Company. Then in the 80s, we became simply Easter Fence. Now in our seventh decade of serving the St. Louis area, we are Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Hi, I'm Chuck Easter. I'm often asked what renovations are. Well, the renovations in our name refers to virtually anything to renovate your home or property. Still the premier fence installation company in St. Louis, we've become so much more. Over the years, we've learned that it was difficult for homeowners to find anyone to do the small jobs or to manage their entire renovation project. In response, we've expanded our services to cover nearly all the work you need done at your home or office. With our renovation division, we remodel kitchens, finish basements, build amazing decks, install replacement windows and doors, build retaining walls, and much more. Think Easter for all your renovation needs. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence, Deck, and Renovations, where customers become friends.
April kicks off wine season at the Yellow Farmhouse Vineyard and Winery. Exit I-64 West at Highway 94 and proceed 9.3 miles to Yellow Farmhouse. Online at yellowfarmhousewines.com.
Behrmeer Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Behrmeer Glass and Door. Behrmeer Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Behrmeer Glass and Door can't be beat.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free and it's easy to use. Please get it on your phone. You'll be glad you did. Laclede Cab now presents Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
All right. Well, real good. Thank you. Let's throw a little fun fact here. Very interesting. Internet users send 60 billion emails every day around the world. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? 60 yeah. billion emails. Of course, if you exclude the ads for Viagra refinancing and prescription drugs, the number drops to 37.
Whoa.
Very crazy. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Amen. Got a study out that says men who marry younger women live longer than men that marry an older woman. Not that. There you go. In a related story, Woody Allen's going to live to be 1,000. Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
And a South Florida first grader is in trouble. He, I guess, attacked somebody with a knife. Can't do that. O.J. Simpson, however, called the feel-good story of the year.
I knew the feel-good thing was coming.
And finally,
no.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. The TSA, I guess, coming out with some new screens.
You're fading out on us. You faded away on us.
Yeah.
You were fine, and then you just kind of faded away there for a while.
I'm right here.
Now, that's better. That's better. Go ahead.
Now, the TSA is coming out with some new screening techniques. It's bad enough people have to walk through those body scanners anyway, you know. Just last week, I saw a TSA guy screening those people. All I kept saying was, great boobs, have a nice flight. Great boobs, have a nice flight.
Saying that to a man or a woman?
Everybody.
Both.
Yeah. Maybe I should have faded out completely.
Yeah, headed out the awkward silence.
We have
just enough time before you sign off. You're headed somewhere. When are you going to talk about that? Maybe tomorrow?
Next week with the girlfriend going to the Smoky Mountains on vacation. So
that's beautiful. That's beautiful country. Maybe we'll get some reports from you. Okay, sign off.
Absolutely. All right, the Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
All right, fade it out on us again. He should know.